World Ocean Radio.
Radio ya Bahari Dunia.
Radio de l'océan.
La radio océano del mundo.
Champion de l'océan.
Sayansi Bahari.
Solutions to today's ocean issues.
Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Remember peak oil? That was the fear of some years ago, to which the fossil fuel industry and its supporters responded, drill, baby, drill. And drill they did, and accelerated exploration in places that heretofore were inaccessible or uneconomical, such as the polar seas. Suddenly there was an urgency to drill in national parks and offshore in the Gulf and along both coasts of the United States. The industry responded worldwide. The price climbed to $100 per barrel. The stock value of ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron, and all the rest soared. Not to be satisfied with traditional drilling, the industry invested heavily in hydraulic fracturing, shale gas, and tar sands oil, indifferent to massive damage inflicted on the landscape, the social disruption within the communities affected, a sudden increase in pipeline leaks and train derailments and tanker car explosions that did little to offset a growing opposition or reassure regulators. Today, however, the price of oil has dropped to $50 per barrel, and suddenly the equation appears very different. The reasons for the collapse are many. Oversupply as a result of the splurge in drilling, external events in the Middle East, sanctions against Russia and Iran, downturn in the world economy, conservation, and the emergence to scale of alternatives such as solar and wind power generation. The growing success of alternatives has been, of course, impeded by aggressive opposition by an industry that showed little interest or foresight even regarding their standing should they exhaust the renewed supply. Nonetheless, in the meantime, some progressive governments moved to diversify energy sources, and in Germany or Denmark, for example, saw wind and solar technology assume a growing share of the market and enable independence from dangerous reliance on suppliers from the Arabian Peninsula and Russia. Thus, in recent weeks, we have seen the cancellation of industry plans to exploit the Arctic and Antarctic, build new pipelines, and force conventional practice and financial dependence on a single source of supply. At $50 a barrel, the justifying pro forma and prediction of continuous exorbitant profit makes no sense. It is an incredible opportunity for change. The cover headline of the Economist newspaper this week exhorted, "Seize the day." And in a special report, suddenly trumpeted the virtues of improved technology, increased efficiency in clean energy, of alternative and renewable solar, wind, ocean energy, and geothermal, of new business models, of innovation in more efficient storage devices, distribution methods, and capacity, and of new pricing analyses that show the advantage of these changes to government and investors to produce an integrated mix of new energy policy and actions, freed from the dominance, environmental degradation, social disruption, and volatility of an industry that has controlled the supply and demand, policy, and geopolitics of oil. I would argue that public awareness of the destructive impact of natural resource extraction and resultant advocacy, even in places historically captive to oil interests, has contributed to this situation. Conservation in the form of energy consumption standards, more fuel-efficient, less polluting automobiles, boycotts of oil-based products like styrofoam and plastic, and individual behaviors has surely made a difference. This progress must not be lost. Indeed, it must be exploited now, as the industry will not accept this status quo, already using the language of recovery as if that is the only choice for the rest of us. What else must happen now? First, we must declare that we have reached peak oil now, leaving the marginal product in the ground, and assert with confidence a continuing move away from our reliance on fossil fuels, sustaining and amplifying this opportunity for alternatives and change. Second, we must focus on the removal of subsidies, incentives, exceptions, and loopholes that underwrite the profits of these irresponsible agents and insist that the fossil fuel industry prove its true economy and real worth as a freestanding financial endeavor, demonstrating, if it can, the real cost of its impact on our lives. Third, we must incorporate sustainability as the principled focus of our individual behaviors, our work, our purchases, and our investments, supporting alternatives, petitioning and voting for change, and against regression to a system that has corroded and degraded our lives for far too long. We can take advantage of this fortuitous collapse of an industry from within. We must not just seize this day, but every day of our future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is produced by the World Ocean Observatory in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.